Starting next month, the Committee to Restore Michigan's Part-Time Legislature says they'll be looking for your signatures. They have 6 months to gather hundreds of thousands of voter signatures to get a big question on the November 2014 ballot. And that question is, should we amend Michigan's Constitution to switch our state back to a part-time legislature? We'll look at both sides of this issue. Today, we welcome a Republican strategist who believes the proposal is not in Michigan's best interest. He's a columnist for the Morning Sun and a public affairs consultant. Dennis Lennox, welcome back to Stateside.
Hey.
So when you first heard the proposal, what was your understanding of exactly what that would mean?
You know, there's been a lot of rhetoric in the last few years, particularly from those on the right, saying we need to have a part-time legislature in Michigan. But it's really kind of unclear exactly what they want to propose and actually how it would truly benefit the state, because when you start running down the list, I don't see any positives.
What is your sense when you hear this debate? What have you digested and taken away as the reasons, the arguments for having a part-time legislature?
Well, the big argument that the proponents will make is that it's going to somehow rein in government and save a bunch of taxpayer money. I happen to think both those arguments are rubbish, ultimately for the simple fact that, well, you're making the people's voice, because the legislature is the people's voice part-time. The governor, the civil servant bureaucrats, and the judiciary will remain full-time. So I think that's unfair, and I think it will greatly damage our system of, you know, democratic government in this country and in this state.
So are you saying checks and balances will all be thrown out of whack?
Absolutely. I mean, how can you say we're going to make the legislature part-time and keep the governor full-time, keep the civil servants full-time, and keep the judiciary full-time? Now, the bureaucrats in Lansing are probably getting pretty excited about all this talk. I mean, the idea of having pesky legislators, you know, hanging out in their district for 10 months out of the year without any political power is probably something bureaucrats dream of. But if you're the guy on Main Street looking for action from Lansing to rein in the bureaucracy, you know, you're the small business owner who's struggling to get that permit, this is a bad thing.
Now, Dennis, you can't deny there are many folks walking on Main Streets all over Michigan who are Democrat, Republican, Independent, doesn't matter, who are really pretty frustrated with the way state government in Michigan is being run now. Why not try to kind of upset things and shake things up and reform things?
Well, I mean, there's no question that Lansing clearly has had her challenges over the years. The problem, though, is as we've seen with term limits, you know, the voters approved term limits in 1992, and by all accounts, Republican, Democrat, Independent, term limits haven't worked in this state. In fact, most people will say it's made things in Lansing worse. So, you know, giving a legislator, say, 2 months to do their job combined with term limits, that's a recipe for disaster. I mean, could you imagine going into the emergency room and having, you know, life-saving heart surgery and finding out the surgeon only does it, you know, a month or two out of the year, and he's only been doing it for a couple of years?
Well, let me ask you this. With Michigan being one of only 10 states with some sort of full-time legislature, clearly other states are trying different options, Dennis. So are you against the entire idea of a part-time legislature, or is it this version being pushed by the committee that you're opposed to?
It also depends how you define what a part-time legislature is. You know, there really is no generally accepted definition. For example, states like Texas and Alabama and some of these other states that the proponents like to cite, while they're part-time, they're really penals, part-time in name only. They meet for 60 days or 90 days, but all the committee meetings are held outside of that time period, all the constituent services outside of that time period. You know, in Michigan, we like to have our legislators available at town hall forums and at office hours. So there would be some cultural changes as well that I don't think the people would like if their legislature, if their legislator suddenly said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm on vacation for 10 more months, call me back up in January. But again, the definition of a part-time legislature, it's really not quite clear what that would really mean. Would that mean that all the committees would meet in the summertime? If that's the case, there would have to be per diem payments, which most of these other states provide. And when you factor that into the equation, there's really no cost savings.
Have you seen it work well in other states?
Well, you know, it's difficult to compare a state like Alabama with a state like Michigan or a state like Texas with a state like Michigan. Sure, the economy's great in Texas, but again, their legislature has special sessions. They have committee meetings in between the sessions. In Michigan, we don't have that tradition. So it's very difficult. I would say it's comparing apples and oranges. You know, Lansing has its problems, but radically altering the Constitution, and in this case, neutering the people's voice, probably isn't a good thing in the long run.
What kind of candidates do you think this system would draw? I guess if you're looking at the 60 days or 90 days, is it 90 days that they would?
I've seen different. I've seen different figures out there, both 60 and 90 days. Again, that's why I said it's really not totally clear what these people are proposing.
And I guess one would have to wonder how that would fit in anyone's life to be able to say to the boss, all right, well, I'm working for you, but then from, say, January to whenever, I'm in Lansing.
Well, not only that, but what about ethics concerns? I mean, I see situations where, you know, we already know in Michigan there's not a lot of disclosure requirements. You know, for example, members of Congress in Washington, you know, have to disclose if they have outside income or investments, things of that nature. We don't have those requirements at the legislative level in Lansing. So imagine if you have somebody that's only doing the job for a month or two out of the year and they have full-time employment elsewhere. There would be matters that would arise in the legislature where they have certainly an indirect, if not a direct, conflict of interest. And under the present laws, there would be no disclosure requirements. I think that's troubling. But it also gets back to what you said. Who's going to be able to do the job? I see a situation where it's basically going to be very rich people, people who have a job maybe with a labor union or a think tank or some sort of big lobby group in town, or with no disrespect to retired people, senior citizens.
Dennis Lennox, Republican strategist, speaking out against the proposal that's being offered by the Committee to Restore Michigan's Part-Time Legislature. Dennis, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, as always. I appreciate it.